Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Articles Show. But first, we have a chilling... well, this is a chilling video that's pretty much what it would be like if we were in a collapse in this country. And it's both shocking and hilarious at the same time.
Oh, looks like California.
Hold on. We're gonna have to raise the volume a little bit on this. Just go ahead so everybody can hear, because it's not right if you can't. And then we'll turn the volume back down when I play the music. So here we go.
A detonation has just occurred on the outer ring of the city. We'll now be going live to our top influencer opinions.
OMG, people, the world is ending. Are you seeing this? This is actually so exciting.
Oh, I know it's chaos, but you got real survivor's wife energy.
That's cool. I like them feisty.
Like, it would totally be better if we ran it, you know? Men literally destroy everything, and my girls need to stop being so soft with these basic losers. Who even needs men, right? Anything a man builds just gets destroyed by a different man.
Guys, this collapse is literally the perfect dip. I'm buying more right now.
Buy more Bitcoin.
Nukes are Sue's aesthetic today. I made this outfit.
Even as the world burns, our struggle for visibility and acceptance continues. This is exactly why representation matters now more than ever.
As I keep saying on the channel, the world collapses when men stop lifting. It's not politics, it's testosterone.
Yes, yes, yes. Balloon time. So yummy. Nuclear boom. So tasty. Thank you.
Nothing stops the daily grind. Not even a little natural disaster.
Friends, this is the breakthrough moment from chapter 7. When everything falls apart, we rebuild ourselves stronger.
My girl, you wouldn't believe what just happened.
OMG, I just totally shit my pants after that noise.
Chat, this is literally the most realistic survival game ever, and someone donate so I can buy a boat DLC before I actually drown.
So this company says their device is quote-unquote indestructible, supposedly survives anything, including the literal end times.
Hey guys, remember, health is wealth. That's why I take these 7 supplements right before my cheese-stuffed hot dogs.
Officials confirm outbound flights are suspended, except for government and priority class departures.
My dog has diplomatic status.
OMG, there's like a nuke or something? Can we get 5 gifted subs for surviving the blast, maybe?
Today I'm showing you how to infiltrate an executive class bunker using only social engineering and a bear.
Nukes are so manly. You're such a big boy. Go check out the link in bio, my king.
I told you so when I said they'd shut down the grid. Look at you scrambling like rats now.
The fiat system is collapsing exactly as we predicted. I just bought a bunker with doggy coin and a handshake. You losers can keep your degrees.
Remember, beautiful souls, even when the earth ends, we find our center. This is just the universe asking us to go deeper into our practice.
The world's in flames, but I'm on track. I manifest, then never give back.
Day in the life, guys, girls, even during the apocalypse, I'm staying grateful, staying blessed. Link in bio for my manifestation course that literally predicted all this.
Seed oils made y'all weak, but this here...
Y'all see this chaos, but plants don't lie. Earth's just cleansing the toxicity we've been ignoring.
It's entirely possible. It's entirely possible. It's entirely possible this is all just a simulation glitching out, but what do I know?
I told you so for 20 years, man. The globalists, the deep state, your precious government, K. Wake up, people. They're not coming to save you now.
Damn, you evacuate like a goddess.
So...
Bro, she smiled. That was a yes in fight or flight.
Everything is fake, including me. I'm a construct created by the Door Brothers. Anyway, here's Tom with the weather.
That was good. They come up with some of the best stuff.
So we got some weather happening over here, and looks like it's going to be.
All right. So that was crazy. That's what it would actually be like. It's not that far from the truth. Honestly, I was shocked. I'm like, holy shit, that's exactly what people will be doing. If they still have internet connection and online services, Holy crap. Yes, people be like, shit, it's the end of the world, but we gotta manifest this. We gotta, you know, lift. Yeah. And it,
people that live their lives on the internet, dude, don't face reality as it is, much less if the end of the world was here.
They'll be like, because like during those times, like they'll literally have gangs and raping and all that kind of shit. And there'll be a guy that's like, it's what? Like, hey, we're gonna rape this bitch. And he's like, hold on. Did you say that right, sir? Could you repeat? Yeah, we fitting to rape this bitch. Okay, hey, ma'am, can you tell me, are you okay with all this? Help, you idiot, get me out of here. I can literally hear that. No, I'm talking about how stupid people will fucking be during that. Like, there literally will be people that are that goddamn stupid.
Can you walk us through this rape?
Yeah, how is this going to happen?
Fair.
You don't get out of here, we're going to rape you too. It's like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, this is...
First, we about to get butt naked. Oh, fuck.
And then you got, hey, my name's Big Joe. And got these people here? They're trying to crash through my old trailer and get my food. But me, it ain't gonna happen this time. I got something for them. Follow me for more survival tips. Like, that shit is gonna happen. Like, we'll literally be at that point where there will be people cataloging the end of the United States. And it'll be in that fashion. Like, the collapse of this freaking country will literally go down like that. And that scares the shit out of me. It's like, hey, it's the Grim Lord here, and the world is fucking falling apart. Holy shit, I think I'm going to get killed. No, that's the craziness of it all, you know? But alright, the world hasn't quite fallen to that level yet. But things are getting a little crazy. So if I can still do... Alright, F11. Alright, let's go ahead and look at some articles. So OnlyFans users are facing prison under a harsh new Swedish prostitution law. By the way, I need to fix this real quick. Okay, so that's lost in his closet. What? Hold on a minute.
What?
Service of Joe Biden was so out of it that he would get lost in his closet. Are you fucking kidding me?
He came out the closet.
Wow! He got lost in the closet.
I think they were just saying,
I can't find my shoes.
Well, the thing is now they're trying to damage control.
Yeah.
They're the ones talking about, he's as sharp as a tack. And he's been fucking retarded this whole time. Like, I think they should have committees go against them and try them like they were trying Trump.
Mom who sold daughter 6 so her eyes and skin could be cut out and used for medicine gets life in prison. Mm. Dude, I freaking... No, I was reading the Max, and that actually happened in the Max, if you guys remember that, from the comic channel. Like, I was reading the Max, and there was literally a situation where his first child, the woman, she needed drugs, so she freaking had the kid's eyes cut out and sewn and used for medicine. So, wow, I didn't know that went on in real life, though. Apparently it did, but this woman's getting life in prison.
Get a bullet in the fucking head.
Yeah. So, OnlyFans users in Sweden could face prison sentences under a harsh new law that treats buying online sex shows the same as paying a prostitute for sex. The law, which will take effect on July 1st, also criminalizing... Can I talk?
Believe me, also, the feeling's very different.
Also criminalizes... profiting from or promoting others who perform sexual acts for payment on demand. This is a new form of sex purchase, and it's high time we modernize the legislation to include digital platforms, Swedish member of parliament said after the bill passed. Under the new law, it will be illegal to pay someone to carry out a sexual act remotely, such as on a live video stream, for the purpose of being viewed by that buyer. The law targets lives, specially commissioned interactions, which are especially lucrative and popular among many porn stars on online platforms. Watching and paying for pre-recorded content will remain legal. So, this person who is part of Sweden's left-wing opposition party, the Social Democrats, said that the law is not aimed at targeting OnlyFans models themselves. Instead, she will protect young people and other individuals vulnerable to exploitation. She pointed to links between online exploitation and grooming with drug abuse, human trafficking, and prostitution. The bill was proposed by the Swedish Parliament's Justice Committee and received cross-party backing. In Sweden, paying for sex is already illegal and faces a sentence of up to 1 year in prison. Sweden's sex trafficking law focuses on punishing the buyers but not the workers. Pimping carries the maximum sentence of 4 years in prison. This new law cracking down on OnlyFans and other adult sites is similar to the SESTA-FOSTA law passed in the U.S. in 2018 during President Trump's first term in office, which punished platforms that facilitate sex work. Yigit Adin, activist at the European Sex Workers' Rights Alliance, told netspolitik.org. But others in Sweden want the law to go further and have called for a total ban on platforms like OnlyFans. It is a forum where sexual services are sold. Prostitution of the sex trade is constantly taking new forms, and it is important that politicians and legislators keep up with the developments that are taking place. She also called on age limits to porn sites to shield children from harmful material. From the perspective of Swedish women, we see a big problem with access to gross violent pornography that very young children in Sweden today have just by pressing a button on their phone, she said. We protect our children in different ways from gaining access to things that are not appropriate in our society. For example, if they go to a gambling site or from having access to alcohol or similar. Not bad. If they really do have a proven correlation between websites like these and groups exploiting others to work on said sites for their own gain, this is a good thing. All forms of prostitution are inherently exploitative. No, they are not. So are all forms of employment, but it's a two-way street, as with prostitution. Employment is a will. Employees have rights and benefits. Yeah, sure. And somebody's forcing these women to make money on OnlyFans, and they can never quit. You cannot say so for sure. That's my point. You can't either. Unless and until you can prove someone is being forced, there's no crime. And if you can prove it's already a crime, so no law like this is necessary. I agree. And may need to put some safeguards for both provider and user. If it's going to exist, then it should have some more oversight like vaping and gambling do. Morality is not always the law of the land. It's up to the individual. There's much as legal that I consider immoral. Your comment about morality sounds a bit self-righteous as well. They just can't tax it. That's why they want to ban it. Cheers to Sweden for taking the high ground. Finally, someone with brass balls to not allow such behaviors to pollute the younger girl generations and thinking this is okay and acceptable. Nobody's forcing anyone to do or even pay for it. But is it okay for younger boy generations? Yes, it's fine. It's no different than reading a porn mag in the 90s. Reading? See, so there's some interesting conversation on this little piece here.
Yep.
What the hell? Ex-flight attendant caught smuggling 100 pounds of deadly new drug made of human bones. Faces decades in prison.
What the fuck is this?
What kind of drug is this? New synthetic drug made of human bones. United Kingdom, after carrying suitcases full of Kush, a new drug originating in West Africa, which kills an estimated dozen people a week. Lee from South London claimed the stash, which has a reported street value of $3.3 million, was planted in her suitcase without her knowledge.
Sure.
I had never seen the drugs before, and I didn't expect when they pulled it over at the airport. I thought it was going to be filled with all my stuff. She also implied she knew who had planted the drugs in her suitcase, but wouldn't name them. They must have planted it. Kush, which is most popular with young men, can cause individuals to fall asleep while walking, collapse unexpectedly, and even wander into moving traffic.
Wow.
One of the drug's many ingredients is reportedly human bones, and the insatiable desire for the substance has even led to ghoulish grave robbers raiding cemeteries. The country's president declared a state of emergency over abuse of Kush last year, while security has reportedly been tightening graveyards to stop the digging up of skeletons. Good gravy! Branding Kush a death trap.
It's not gravy, it's Kush.
Said the drug posed an existential crisis to his nation. Lee flew out of Bangkok around the same time as another young British woman now facing drug smuggling charges. Wow. Well, she had marijuana in hashish. She didn't have this kush shit.
Yeah.
Let's see. She had been in Thailand when she flew to Sri Lanka because her visa was expiring. Good idea. The expiring visa could have really caused some problems. Don't want to break the law or anything. You notice your bag suddenly weighed 100 pounds. That's true. Well, I didn't know. Wow. This is definitely got to talk about this. A Canadian man said he hit the jackpot, then he got left in the lurch. Lawrence Campbell of Winnipeg claimed he paid for a lottery ticket that turned out to be $3.6 million, but couldn't officially collect the winnings because he had lost his wallet and ID, so his longtime girlfriend Crystal McKay collected the prize instead. But instead of living a life of luxury together, McKay allegedly ghosted Campbell, who is now suing her to recoup the cash, according to reports. He trusted her because the pair were in a loyal, committed, and promising romantic partnership until he got 5 million Canadian. Campbell and McKay had been dating for a year and a half and lived together. But less than 2 weeks after McKay cashed in that old check, she failed to return to the hotel room they'd been sharing. He set out to visit a few of her known spots where she would party, and sure enough, after some investigation, he found her in bed with another guy! In a what? A loyal, committed, and promising romantic partnership.
Yep, that goes to show he didn't know her the way he thought he did.
Yep, he told CTV News. She ghosted him. Refused to take his calls or answer his messages. She blocked him on her social media accounts and even took out a protection order. Wow.
She better take out a protection order. I'd be ready for blood.
Mm-hmm.
Steal that money. Nope. I'm sorry.
Okay, now actually back to the articles we were supposed to cover. What's the next one? Okay, so this happened a while ago. Representative Nancy Mace shares naked photos of herself allegedly taken without her consent during House hearing.
That's what I've heard, but I'd like to see these alleged photos.
I'm sure you have.
I said I'd like to. I don't.
Representative Nancy Mace, South Carolina, shared photos of her naked silhouette on Capitol Hill Tuesday, alleging that they were taken without her consent by her ex-fiancé. Freedom is not a theory. It is the right to breathe. It is the right to dress and undress, to sleep without someone's camera filming your naked body, the congresswoman said during a House Oversight Committee hearing. The founders wrote liberty in parchment, but hidden cameras erase it in pixels. I speak not just as a lawmaker, but as a survivor. Representative Nancy Mace shared photos of her naked silhouette during a House hearing Tuesday. Behind Mace, as she urged lawmakers to support legislation expanding prohibitions on video voyeurism, were poster boards of black and white still images taken from a security camera installed in the living room of a home, which showed a blurry figure. Mace claimed she was the figure, which circled in yellow. Behind me is a screenshot from one of the videos that I know of myself. The yellow circle, my naked silhouette, is my naked body, she asserted. I didn't know I'd been filmed. I didn't give my consent. I didn't give my permission. Patrick Bryant, Mace's ex-fiancé, has vehemently denied the allegations. I categorically deny the false and outrageous claims made by Nancy Mace, Bryant said in a statement. I've never raped anyone. I have never hidden cameras. I've never harmed any woman. These accusations are just false. They are malicious and deeply personal. My mistake was loving and trusting someone who later weaponized our relationship. Bryant claims that Mace is lobbing the accusations in her official capacity as a congressional lawmaker in order to shield herself from legal action. The Constitution's speech and debate clause provides lawmakers with immunity from potential criminal prosecution and civil lawsuits for acts within the legislative sphere. If she believed them to be true and there was evidence to support her accusation, she would say them outside the chamber, away from her public role in protections and pursue them through proper legal channels, Bryant said. She's not done so because she cannot. Mace first brought her allegations against Bryant and three of his business partners to light in a shocking House floor speech in February. The congresswoman accused her ex-fiancé of committing depraved sexual crimes against her and a dozen other women, including underage girls, in explosive remarks. Mace claimed that she discovered evidence of rape, voyeurism, and other sexual abuse in a trove of more than 10,000 videos and photographs she found in a former husband to be's phone. South Carolina State Law Enforcement Division is investigating Mace's allegations against Bryant, who claims he has fully cooperated with the probe.
It's hard to tell. I'm gonna have to see 4K resolution before I can make a judgment.
AI poses a bigger threat to women's work than men's, says report. Geneva.
Because women are already lazy.
Jobs like traditionally that. Done by women are more vulnerable to the impact of artificial intelligence than those done by men, especially in high-income countries, a report by the United Nations International Labor Organization showed on Tuesday. Give me a second, I'm wiping my glasses. Okay. They found that 9.6 of traditionally female jobs were set to be transformed compared with 3.5 of those carried out by men as AI increasingly takes on administrative tasks and transforms clerical jobs such as secretarial work. Human involvement will still be required for many tasks and roles are more likely to be radically changed rather than eliminated, the report said. Jobs in the media, software, and finance-related roles are also at the forefront of change as generative AI expands its learning abilities. We stress that such exposure does not imply the immediate automation of an entire occupation, but rather the potential for a large share of its current tasks to be performed using this technology, the report said. It called on governments and employers and workers' organizations to think about how AI can be used to enhance productivity and job quality. OnlyFans, Annie Knight, bleeding a lot after sleeping with 583 men in 6 hours. Australian OnlyFans star Annie Knight revealed how her body is coping after sleeping with 583 men in 6 hours. Speaking to Us Weekly in the late hours of Tuesday, May 20th, after achieving her goal on Sunday, May 18th, Knight, 28, confirmed she experienced bleeding, which resulted in blood tests and further medical testing in the days that followed her challenge. I'm not doing very well. I've been bleeding a lot since the challenge, Knight, who noted that she suffers from endometriosis, told us. It was definitely a bit raw down there, and I did get a small cut. Knight added that she was unsure if the bleeding was a result of the challenge of her endometriosis, defined by the Mayo Clinic as a condition where a tissue is similar to the inner lining of the uterus grows outside it. Knight, based in Queensland Gold Coast, shared via her Instagram story 6 hours prior to speaking to us that she had been admitted to a hospital. Posting a photo of herself wearing a blue hospital gown, the influencer peered up into her camera lens solemnly. I guess 583 guys in a day isn't that good for your body, Knight wrote over the story.
It's not good for anything, you whore.
The digital creator told us that despite the pain she was experiencing, she was determined to get back to her best soon. I'll definitely survive, but it's quite painful and unpleasant at the moment, Knight explained. In an earlier interview with us on Tuesday, Knight said she was shocked by how easy the challenge proved. Doing 583 in a day is quite a lot, so I was a little worried I was really going to struggle with it because the most I've done before that was 24 in a day. Knight received 2,000 registrations for Sunday's event, where she requested that all participants wear condoms, was hoping 200 people would show up. When that number more than doubled, she was absolutely stoked.
A lot of simps.
During Knight's first interview with us, she noted that she doesn't let the hate she receives for her sexual activity bother her. People seem to, like, get so uptight about it. At the end of the day, these men just want to have sex. God forbid a man has sex, and I'm providing the service for free, she said. That really upsets me when I see people coming after the guys and being so mean about the guys that showed up, because I feel quite protective of them, and so when I see all these negative comments towards them, it, like, really upsets me.
Like, really upsets me? Like, totally. Yeah.
Knight shared insight into how the day rolled out via video posted to her Instagram grid on Tuesday, revealing that she took her dog Billy for a walk in the morning to ensure her pup felt energized instead of being home by himself for 10 hours. The clip also included footage of Knight getting herself and her space ready ahead of her guests arriving with customized pink balaclavas created for men to wear and maintain anonymity. To learn more about the serious potential risks and harms of competitive sex and other explicit OnlyFans content, read what doctors, mental health professionals, and other experts told Us Weekly here. And I think there is some more news that has happened.
Her vagina is dilapidated, is under construction.
What did she do? Okay. Oh, right here. Bonnie Blue beat her to 2,000 men. So this OnlyFans girl is going for an even bigger goal. After Bonnie Blue announced her intention to break her own record by sleeping with 2,000 men, OnlyFans girlie Tiffany Wisconsin said, "Hold my earrings," as she whipped up an even bigger goal. We're really going to be doing this forever, aren't we? This week, shortly after she faked an arrest for clout, Bonnie Blue posted a video about breaking her own world record. Men in her comments seemed pretty keen, which honestly says more about them than it does our Bonnie. 15th June, come and stretch me out. I want to hit 2,000 bodies, and to be honest, I think it's going to be pretty easy, she said in the clip. I'm going to be tied up and accessible to the public, and I really want you to come and join me. Ironically, Tiffany was also gearing up to launch her own attempt at 2,000 men, but after Bon Bon beat her to the punch, she upped the goal to something I'm not even sure is humanly possible. Doing a 5,000 guy challenge this summer. Who wants to be in it?
How many minutes are in a day? How much time? It's going to be a lot of unsatisfied men is what it's going to be.
An Instagram video posted on Thursday. OnlyFans Tiffany Wisconsin revealed how she was intending to do a 2,000-man challenge sometime this summer. Unfortunately, Bonnie Blue and her crystal ball beat her to it. I don't want to copy or anything, so I decided that I'm going to do 5,000, she revealed with a completely straight face. I know I can do it, and it's going to be really hard. Tiffany did note the logistical issue of sleeping with 5,000 men in a single day, so she's considering making it a multiple-day event or even a week. Still, it's a lot. She added, I'm going to have a team plan everything out. God, imagine being a member of that team. Make an itinerary, and I'm also going to need a nurse on site because I don't want anything to happen. I'm going to be needing as many men, so please share this with your friends, family, co-workers, whoever, to get the word out because I really want to make this happen. Tiffany urged her followers to keep their eyes out for a sign-up sheet as she begins planning what might be the most daring OnlyFans stunt yet.
Maybe if I'm volunteer number one, but after that it gets messy.
God, could you imagine being number 5,000?
Ugh.
The post has censored.
Number 10 would be gross.
The post has censored.
Lower than that, to be honest. I'm very picky about my vaginas.
The post has since received nearly 2,000 likes, with hundreds of commenters jokingly signing up their friends. Where's the sign-up sheet? Asking for a bunch of friends who may be unlisted, one person wrote. Another said, I'll make sure my daughters never know that you exist. 5,000, holy cow, woman, work your way up to that, someone else said. Tiffany Wisconsin also received a report from OnlyFans legend Lily Phillips, who offered assistance and help whilst also marketing the event on her own Instagram story. And that's it, folks. See you the next time the OnlyFans Challenge time loop comes back around. 5,000 men. Does that mean we're going to go to 10?
That's a penis assembly line.
That's like... That's more than in some towns.
Yeah. Alright.
I've lived in towns that have less people than she is trying to sleep with. That is insane. I'm going to do 5,000 men.
Yes.
That is insane.
Alright. I'm going to do a challenge. 10 eager females. I'm going to break the record.
I mean, God, really? Arkansas teacher admits to sexually assaulting 15-year-old boy she met at church lauded by Bill Clinton. Former teacher has pled guilty to sexually assaulting a teenager she met while volunteering at an Arkansas church once frequented by former President Bill Clinton.
That makes sense.
Regan Gray began assaulting the boy in 2023 when she was 23 and he was just 15, after they met at the iconic Emmanuel Baptist Church in Little Rock, where she volunteered with the student ministry. Yeah. During interviews with investigators, the boy alleged that Gray had given him oral sex, but claimed they didn't have intercourse so he could stay pure, according to court documents. Gray was initially charged with sexual assault in the first and fourth degree after last year, but pleaded guilty to sexual assault in the second degree. She was sentenced Monday to 6 years probation and ordered to pay a $1,000 fine. Additionally, she must submit a DNA sample and will be placed on the sex offender registry, according to KR. Gray is also barred from having any contact with the victim and has since been axed from her job at Sylvan Hills Middle School. The victim's parents discovered a trove of racy text messages, rather, including nude photos between the victim and Gray in 2020, which they reported to the church's then-head pastor, Stephen Smith, according to court documents. Smith confronted Gray about the text, but she assured him the relationship was not physical. Gray, who also worked as a teacher at the Little Rock Christian Academy at the time, was yanked from the student ministry and forced by the church to attend counseling services, to which she agreed. Shortly afterward, however, she was back with the church youth group. Federal authorities launched an investigation in February 2024 when they learned that Gray had continued to exchange messages with a teen via Snapchat, that court documents charge. The alleged abuse, which occurred nearly a dozen times, took place in Gray's car or apartment, the victim told police. Smith resigned from his position last year over the controversy. This is a lot of... We're going to go through that later. Okay, so we're going to accept, but basically the only thing we have to say here, because they're not even going to let us look at it, is OnlyFans in talk for sale at $8 billion valuation, Reuters says. And apparently the company that is going to buy, or at least one of them, they plan to shut it down after they buy it. Like, that was their idea, to buy it and shut it down. So I don't know, that's just what I hear. That was one guy on Twitter. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I've heard. What is this? Doctor, former parents' patients warned of LASIK eye surgery dangers. Biggest scam ever put on the American public. The suicide of a 26-year-old Pennsylvania police officer after the after effects of a popular eye surgery LASIK was not an isolated incident, with others saying the procedure left them with agonizing and life-changing symptoms, patients and doctors told the Post. LASIK providers say the procedure is 95-99% safe, but one LASIK survivor said she had suicidal ideations for 2 years after the surgery. She also claimed to know of at least 40 people who took their own lives because they couldn't stand constant pain and vision problems which developed after the procedure. I really didn't want to stick around at times, but I decided I'd get the word out about how dangerous the surgery can be. And this was Paula Colford, 66, of Tampa, Florida, told the Post Wednesday. The LASIK lobby and the surgeons will tell you that only 1% of patients have issues afterwards. That's not true. There are multiple studies that indicate otherwise. The percentage of those with poor outcomes are in the double digits, not 1%, and they already know it. Since LASIK was approved by the Food and Drug Administration in 1999, more than 10 million people in the U.S. have undergone vision correction. So, okay, if you understand LASIK and what it does to the eyes and cornea, you realize you can't do it on a healthy eye and not expect complications. The procedure, it stands for laser-assisted in situ keratomyelosis, reshapes the cornea of the eye. Not everyone has severe complications, but more people are suffering than you know. I got floaters, severe dry eyes, induced astigmatism, and severe night vision problems. And Ryan Kinglersky, the cop who died by suicide after taking time off in the Penn Hills Police Department to undergo LASIK, had similar symptoms. His grieving parents, Tim and Stephanie, told CBS News this week about the hell their son went through. They said he was suffering headaches, double vision, seeing dark spots and floaters. Wow.
Yeah. A lot of times dark spots and all that can be a sign of a stroke.
You gotta be careful with that. Ryan's parents told a story similar to that of Detroit TV meteorologist Jessica Starr's widower, Dan Rose, who said she took her own life after struggling with intense eye pain and vision problems following laser eye surgery. 35-year-old mother hanged herself on December the 12th, 2018, two months after undergoing the surgery. Prior to the procedure, everything was She was completely normal, very healthy. There was no depression, no underlying issue. Rose said he let his wife left behind a 30-page suicide note and videos, which made it clear that the decision to end her life was because of the surgery. Wow, it's crazy. It's a decision, he told the Post, he regrets, and he has been speaking out publicly about LASIK's dangers. It didn't matter what questions and concerns I had, because the surgeons were very powerful and still are. People come in with healthy eyes and all they need is eyeglasses, but surgeons cut the cornea. They are removing nerves and leaving the corneas in odd shapes, and some patients will have intractable pain. The FDA warns on its website there are risks, including vision loss, glare, halos, double vision, or other debilitating symptoms.
I had laser eye surgery and it went great.
Yep. For Abraham Rutner, 43, a Brooklyn electrician, there was hope after his failed surgery 5 years ago. It's like you have a layer of oil on top of your eye. It was hazy and terrible. I couldn't work. I couldn't drive. It felt like I was still a young man and lost my life. Wow. Then he heard about 84-year-old Dr. Edward Boschenik, a Miami doctor whose optometric practice is dedicated to restoring vision and comfort lost due to a variety of eye conditions and surgeries, including LASIK and, you know, some other things. Boschenik, whose website is called Eye Freedom, fitted Rutner with something called a scleral lens, that fits over corneas damaged by LASIK. Paula Kaufer also got fitted with a lens, which has helped her, too. Everyone has different problems when it comes to it, which you call it a BS procedure. It's the biggest scam ever put in the American public, and it's a multi-billion dollar business. It might be a doctor that wasn't very experimented with it, too. That experienced. All right, guys, so that's all we're going to do for this time. We will see you guys next time with more articles. I am out of here.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.